This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alrighty, here we go. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado. You can also get us on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. The podcast will be there later today. Anything you need, it's on there. Schmidel, we have to starting the show at 6 o'clock, straight up, man.
Straight up?
Yeah, today okay. We did well. We did great today.
Yeah, we got it pretty much on point.
Yeah, we're on point.
Yeah.
We are on point.
Locked in, man.
Yes,
yeah.
Locked in. I've been getting complaints.
Really?
Yeah, complaints that we're lazy. We don't pull our weight around here. We're just a bunch of slackers. Not to be confused with the afternoon show.
Right.
But we're a bunch of slackers. We start late, end early. Just all kinds of complaints, man.
I did see a couple texts yesterday about that.
Yeah. Well, my mailbox is full, Carson. You don't know. I mean, I even get letters at home.
Really?
I mean, written letters at
home.
Yes. People are very upset about this. And I want to make sure that every dime we earn here at the radio station, we earn it.
Okay.
All right. Attitude?
We'll start at 6 now. Let's do it.
Whatever you say.
Yeah.
Maybe 6:02.
Okay. It's going to start getting later and later as the day goes on.
Carson, you went to the hockey game last night, right?
I sure did.
Yeah, man. I could smell the Bud Light.
Man, Red Wings suck.
Good
Red Wings suck. Red Wings suck.
I can smell the Bud Light already this morning.
Oh, what a game,
man,
though.
What a game, huh?
This is a good you old know, beatdown.
Can I tell you something about hockey? I try to watch it. I even tried to watch last night. And here, I'll prove it to you, okay? They scored first.
They did.
Then we came back and scored two.
Yep.
Then it was 2-1. That's when I quit. Okay.
That's when I quit. That's when you threw
the towel. I have a hard time watching it.
Why?
I can't keep up with that damn puck.
Really?
It's everywhere.
It's funny that you say that because, you know, like in the camera view, you do lose it on the boards. But I remember Fox when they did that streak. Puck streak?
Yeah, they put a chip in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can literally see it, like, even, like, behind the boards, you can see it.
That's cheater. I like that. If Fox will go back to that, I'll watch more hockey.
It was kind of cool.
Man, yesterday was a beautiful day, huh?
Oh, amazing.
The wind was gone, 72, 73 degrees. I think today's going to be the same thing. Then snow. We have snow for the weekend.
So lame.
They're saying it could be not a doozy, but it could be, you know. Significant.
Substantial.
Really? Yeah, substantial. Yeah. Look at Schmidel using that college education this morning. All right, we have Jonas Brothers tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:45. Let's see what else is on the list here today. That's about it, right?
It's going to be a great show.
7:45 today for Jonas Brothers tickets. And yes, the entire crew will be in town in October. They're going to be at Bowl Arena. And we've got your tickets, so stick around for that later on this morning. Jamie, not here. Where is she? She's not used to this early start. That's
no.
what it is.
Yeah, I mean, we just started it today.
We just started today. So everybody back off. No complaints. Nothing like that. I'll inform her when she gets here that, hey, we're going to start just a little bit earlier. And I'm sure that will change everything for her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
she'll
yeah.
be here at
on board.
5:45 tomorrow.
Are you kidding me? She'll get here before we do. You wait and see. You wait and see what happens. All right, just getting started. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, rolling along on a Wednesday morning. Currently, it's 44 degrees. BJ and Jamie on Alice 105.9.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Good morning, Jamie.
Hello.
How are you? are you doing? Thank you for the pen.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a gigantic pen.
It's one of those big old fat ones. It's great for arthritis.
I guess it would be, wouldn't it?
It's great for arthritis. Yeah.
I take BJ's pens every day. Well, I don't take them. I give them back. And so today I thought I'd do the favor back to you where you actually get to keep yours.
And when you don't give me a pen back, it's like you robbed my safety deposit box, man.
I know.
I'm a pen person.
Yeah, well, these are really nice, especially the one that looks like a wiener dog,
and you
just pull off his little butt.
Yeah, I'm going to give that to my son.
Yeah. I don't know. It has a nice right to it. So you just, it's a wiener dog. I know you guys can't see, but it's really long, and you pull off his butt.
Not only that, on the side of the dog, it says, I love you.
It does?
Thank you, Jamie.
It's a love pup pen.
Yeah. Because I love you.
Oh, it sure does. Yeah.
My son and I,
there's a box in the garage that we never really went through, and it's from my dad.
Yeah.
And he, you know, Bob had a little quirky side. So, I have about, 200 of these little doggy pens.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't bring everybody one.
Speaking of the box in the garage, okay, so we were cleaning out the garage, and this is, 6 months ago, maybe last summer, and we came across a box.
Uh-huh.
And in the box, it has every school annual for my three older boys. Okay, they went to Chetfield.
Annual? You mean yearbook?
Yeah, the yearbook.
Okay.
Yeah, we called them annuals. I don't know. We called them annuals in high school. Anyway, the yearbooks were in there, okay,
okay,
for all three boys throughout Chetfield High School, okay? They don't want them.
Yeah.
But I feel bad throwing them away.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. It's like,
well,
and I don't really, I would ever look through them either.
Was that back in the day when people actually wrote in them? Like,
yeah.
Because my kid, you know, they don't write in them anymore.
That's crazy.
Isn't that so sad? They don't write in them?
It's such a big thing to get everyone's signature, and you always struggle. Like, I loved writing in people's cracks. Like, hey, I'm writing in your crack.
Oh, well, that's...
And if it was taken,
and y'all laugh.
Yeah.
Well, they did it like the freshman and sophomore and maybe the junior year, but this last year, I was like, it's your senior yearbook. And he's like, nobody does it anymore.
Wow.
Nobody, they don't pass them around?
No, he's like, yep.
You would get your yearbook and you would give it to somebody to pass around and you wouldn't see it for a week.
Yeah.
Dude, Chad, I still have Chad LaQuatt's.
You do?
Yeah, from his senior year. I never gave it back.
But no, can we try to track down Chad LaQuatt?
No, yeah, he knows.
Oh, he knows?
He's my Facebook friend. And I taunt him with it. I open up a page and I'm like, because I still haven't written in it, right?
Yeah.
So I'll taunt him with it and then I'll send him a private message. I'll be like, should I write on this page?
Well, this box is set in the garage and my wife keeps telling me, you know, to get rid of it, throw it away. We're getting a dumpster again this weekend. And it's like, get rid of this box. And I just have a hard time doing it.
Sometimes I'll send him a DM and I'll say, hey, you rule. Because I'll show him an old signature that somebody put in there.
Yeah.
And it says, you rule.
That's great.
Right? It's like, my God. And I'll just send them random people that had written it back in the day.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, right.
Yeah, but just dump it. If they don't want it, who cares?
Yeah. I don't know, man. There's a piece of me that thinks that someday.
They're grown adults. Aren't they in their 30s?
No. I'm saying at some point, you know, you have a shift in life and you start reminiscing on things, okay? At some point, I'm feeling like that they'll come back and go, hey, Dad, where's that box of all the yearbooks? I kind of want to look through that again. That's in the back of my mind, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, my kid will look at his once in a while. You know,
I look at mine every now and then.
Yeah, I think everybody kind of looks at it. But if they don't want it, why are you keeping them? Or tell them just
to
keep...
Well, again, I just said somewhere down the road, possibly.
Okay.
Possibly.
I'm just saying, just give them to them if they don't, you know. Theirs now to keep, right?
Yeah.
And take care of.
Yeah.
I mean, how old are they? How old's your oldest?
My oldest son is 34.
Yeah, he can keep it at his house.
Just drop it off on his doorstep.
Yeah.
Your problem now.
Exactly.
His office here.
Exactly.
He works here.
You're not their storage unit anymore, man. They're 34 years old.
Yeah, that's what my wife says.
Yeah.
We're not the storage unit anymore.
Yeah.
Get rid of that box.
The worst is being the storage unit for the ex-wife, because that's what we were. Oh,
yeah.
My God. We had her stuff, and I was like, really? And so I know I told this story too much, but sometimes she really pissed me off, and she had that present presidential china, the Lennox presidential china. Every time she made me mad, I took one of the plates and zing over the cliff. That bitch won't be talking to me like that.
That was every day, huh?
Yeah, every day. Yeah, she used to have 10 plate settings, and I think she was down to 4. Just one more plate of Lennox china.
Revenge is so sweet.
It really is.
Man, you gotta love that. Yeah. You gotta love it. All right, we have Jonas Brothers tickets to give away. They're coming in October, and they're going to be at Ball Arena. That thing's going to sell out. I think a pre-sale is tomorrow.
It is.
And then tickets go on sale Friday.
And it's a weird pre-sale. It's from 4 to 10.
Yeah, it's in the afternoon for some reason.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
It says radio. Let's see here. Radio dot. Why is there a dot before the radio? What does this even mean? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Will you find out how people buy the presale? Because this doesn't make any sense. Here's what this says. Dot radio venue presale Thursday 3/27 at 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. That doesn't even make sense. At what? Yeah, so I don't even know where they go.
I'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, me either, now that you think about it.
We have free tickets.
Yeah.
Win them, before they put them on sale. You're there,
right.
You go.
Yeah.
7:45. We'll do it this morning.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You know, you're just talking about your kids being 34 and you still have their yearbooks and stuff. It's so funny. My kid is 18, right? And this guy, my kid works. And so he's like, yeah, this guy is just like, was there a miscommunication in the situation? I'm like, where is he? I want to call him and beat him up. And he's like, Mom, I am 18 years old. I have it. I this is handled by me. I have a job. I get paid. You don't need to step in and do anything. I was like, I'm kidding. I'm not going to actually. But it is funny because you want to still take up for them, you know, in their jobs and their lives. We had a guy that worked for us in Kansas City, and his wife called the boss. Do you know how embarrassing that would be? Oh my God.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, I mean, she said something like, you know, we don't really think it's appropriate how you told him whatever he did wrong. He did something wrong. Like he got a speeding ticket in the station van. Yeah. And I don't think it's appropriate how you handled it. You could have just asked him to slow down and we'll pay the ticket, but you didn't have to berate him.
Shut up.
The wife called.
That's a good way to get fired.
No kidding. Well, how embarrassing.
I would
for
just
him.
Leave. Yeah. You know, I quit.
That would be so humiliating. You're a 40 year old man and your wife calls the boss. Oh, God.
I think I'd get a divorce.
I would too.
I would have to quit my job.
I don't even think you could show up again. Oh, my God. All right. Ben Affleck is breaking his silence about Jennifer Lopez and the divorce. He did a new interview with GQ, and basically what he said is that he likes to live a private life and she doesn't, and that was the problem.
Makes sense.
It does, and that's true. I mean, she did that whole documentary about their lives and everything, and he was just over there in the corner just being whipped again.
You know, one of the things he said in that interview is how embarrassing it is to get a divorce. That is so true, isn't it? I mean, it really is embarrassing when you get a divorce because all your friends think everything's honky-dory, you know? Everything's great.
I was never embarrassed to get a divorce because I was really open on the radio about having an affair while I was married. So, you know, people expect. But what I was embarrassed about was... Yeah, I was. I was embarrassed about all the gifts that we got.
Yeah.
Well, you know? It's like, all these people, and they gave us gifts, and now we're, you know, getting a divorce. Like, that feels ugly.
Yeah, well, for me, it was quite embarrassing, simply because you just felt like this united family, and that was the everybody thought, and then all of a sudden, you got to tell everybody that it's not that way. Sucks. But that's what he said. He said it was very embarrassing for him.
He said there's no drama, there's no scandal, just too, well, especially with him, it had to be really embarrassing because he got back together with her, you know, And we all watched it happen. We're like, oh, yay, they're back together. And then it lasted, like, it felt like a hot minute, you know? Think about those people that bought presents again.
Oh.
Yeah, because they went through that phase where they broke up, and then they put out this stuff about how they were always meant to be together. Always meant to be together. They are the ones for each other. And now it's over again.
I wonder if you're allowed to ask for your gifts back. Like, hey, You know that place setting I got you that was like $2,500? Can I get that back? Because you guys aren't going to use it.
Yeah, who actually got that in the divorce?
Well, who knows? Yeah, I think the china always goes with the wife, you know?
Yeah, guys don't want china.
I don't even get china, to be honest with you. Chargers, the whole thing. All right, he added that he has nothing but respect for her and hopes people don't read into their split looking for some kind of soap opera thing. He just did not want to be in the limelight, and she just loves the limelight. And so that is basically the deal. Kim Kardashian is going to testify at that Paris trial in the $10 million robbery case. Kim Kardashian will relive her Paris robbery when she takes the stand at the trial of a Parisian underground gang. I guess that's who they figured out. Remember when we weren't sure if it really happened or not?
Yeah.
Because that was crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah. Wasn't she in a bathtub or something?
I think
they broke into her.
She was in a bathtub, and they broke into the house, and they stole her stuff while she was taking a bath.
She was in in Paris, and they entered at gunpoint, and they forced their way inside the place she was renting in Paris for Fashion Week, held her hostage, and made off with $10 million in jewelry.
Isn't this a case where they escaped on bicycles?
I think so.
Remember?
Yeah.
Their getaway car was a bicycle. Yeah.
And their huffies with little baskets with diamonds in it. Bling, bling. Out of my way, I have $10 million in my basket.
And you're right. Everybody thought that she was in on it to collect.
Yeah.
It was a kickback, you know?
Really a weird story. That happened. Is that 5 years old now? No drama.
Wait. Feels older than that.
French officials investigated the case for 5 years before finally ordering the case to trial in 2021. Now, the court system takes a long time. Now the trial is set to start in May, nearly a decade.
Yeah. Dang.
I knew it had been a long time.
The incident. Prince Harry. I don't know. This story is dumb, and I'm not going to read it. It's a whole long story. He quit his foundation or something. Not the one we know. Not the something games, whatever that one games that he... the games that he and his brother... He didn't quit that one. I guess he has another...
Invictus Games?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
He didn't quit that one. That's the one we all know.
Yeah.
It's some weird one that he
said... Archwell Foundation?
No. That one. There was another one.
It's a different one.
Anyway,
starts with an S.
He quit.
Yeah.
They got in a fight. So, anyway. Melania Trump's her dress is up for sale on eBay. This is kind of a weird story. I guess she sold it. It just seems weird for somebody like Melania Trump to sell your used dress to some other chick.
Yeah, it does.
You know, it seems weird. Yeah. Maybe they needed the money. I'm kidding. So she sold it to some chick a long time ago. She paid $187,000 for a dress.
That's the real story. How much she paid for the dress.
Crap.
Jeez.
Yeah. She sold it to one of her really good friends for $70,000.
How can a dress be worth $187,000?
It's couture, and it's Christian Dior.
I know, but I'm just saying, $180,000.
Covered in diamonds.
I don't even think it has diamonds on it.
Wow. I don't think it does.
I'm sure it has crystals on it or something. But it's just weird that she sold it. And now it's on eBay or somewhere listed for $45,000. So, if you need a couture dress, I know where you can get one. On eBay. It just seems so weird.
This thing says it has 500 hours worth of hand-sewn crystal beading Swarovski crystals, and it's like a 13-foot train.
You know that every time I see that name of that crystals, I panic?
I can't. I thought I was like, am I going to say this right?
Because it's like S-W-H or whatever Schwartz.
Yeah, but I think you're supposed to say it like with a V, right? Even though it's a W.
I don't know. I panic every time. I just go, crystals. Yes,
crystals. Hey, can you find it on eBay? See what the bidding's at?
You want to wear a dress? Schmadil.
Yeah, log in. Look up wedding dresses.
Somebody said that they saw it and it was really ugly.
Really?
Yeah, that's what somebody said. I don't.
There's no offers on it yet. It's just listed at $45,000.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh. Yeah, that's there you go right there.
Oh, ouch. Man, it makes her hips look kind of big. She's so, she's just gorgeous and her body's perfect, but I don't think that was a good choice. And then the other story was, I know you guys don't watch it, but Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Garcelle, she's one of the main characters. And out of nowhere, she just decided she's not coming back to the series. Nobody really knows why. Yesterday she dropped the news that she's not coming back to the series after all these years, I think like five. And even Andy Cohen was like, what the hell? Why aren't you going. She said she wants to spend more time with her family. Now, I will tell you this. I think you guys know this name. Kathy Hilton, you know, of the Hilton Empire and Paris Hilton's mom. She's a real housewife on the show. You guys, I think she has dementia. It is so sad. She's 66 years old. And last night on the show, she doesn't know what's going on like around her. And she like interrupts people. She doesn't know what they're talking about. She'll just be like, I want a potato chip. They're like, wait, we were just talking about being in jail.
What? You know, it's kind of sad, though, if she really does have it, that you're putting her on TV with this type
of
actions that she, you know, the mistakes she's making or whatever
it
is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of cruel if you think about it.
That's exactly what I wrote last night. Well, let's see here. I wrote.
I mean, you can't. I mean, when somebody gets in that condition, I don't think you should be putting them on TV like this.
I said, this is what I wrote last night. I truly think Kathy Hilton might have early onset dementia at 66. I know she's quirky, but it might be actually a bit sad, and we're all like, you know, laughing at it. Maybe
no
it's
kidding.
Sad.
It is sad.
Yeah, so that's what I wrote.
I just Googled, does Kathy Hilton have dementia? And actually on Reddit, I see 10 posts about people asking what's going on with her.
It's bizarre. Yeah. She literally can't follow a conversation at all. And she just like, I mean, she just, like, if the four of us were talking, she would be over there literally, like, eating a pretzel and letting it fall out of her mouth. Like, last night, she was. Everybody was getting ready, and they all had their makeup team and everything. Yeah. And she's over in front of a mirror just eating and, like, it's falling down.
Oh, that is sad.
This is the Hilton family.
Yeah, yeah. Paris Hilton's
mom. You would think that, you know, you're a hotel chain.
Yeah.
You would think that you wouldn't allow this with Kathy.
And then the other thing is that everybody got all dressed up for this big dinner and everything.
Yeah.
And she was in shorts. And you know, like when you're 8 years old and you're chubby and that one side of your short gets caught in the crawl?
Yeah.
One short was up in her crawl.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And she had a t-shirt on and everybody else is in ball gowns. It's I don't know. I mean, it's really kind of sad and I think we're watching it. So, all right. Let's see here. Is there anything else? Somebody said, no, she's just drunk.
Might be the case.
There you go, devil trash.
All right, coming up next here on the program, Russell Wilson is back in the news. Wait till you hear how much we, being the Denver Broncos, still owe this guy.
It's
this guy is making a fortune.
Yep.
Russell Wilson gets signed to another team yesterday. Details coming up next. Oh, yeah. And then don't forget, 7:45, we also have your chance to win Jonas Brothers tickets. They're going to be here in October at Ball Arena. 7:45 for your chance to win.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.